Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about changing your habits. Everyone listening to this podcast episode has habits. I'm sure you have some good and healthy habits, but you might also have some bad habits. We all have habits. Hopefully, most of us brush our teeth every night. Many of us exercise several times each week. And some of us acquire bad habits like overeating or ignoring our alarm clock. Well, Psychology Today says habit formation is the process by which new behaviors become automatic. Old habits are hard to break, and new habits are hard to form. That's because the behavioral patterns we repeat most often are literally etched into our neural pathways. A habit is a behavior that through regular repetition becomes almost an involuntary and instinctive part of our lives. One study says that on average it takes 66 consecutive days to form a new habit. You know, when we come to Jesus and make Him our Savior and Lord, He begins to work in our lives and strips away old ways of living that conflict with Scripture and dishonor the Lord. Through the Word of God, He teaches us a new way of living. As we break with the old sinful patterns and habits, we form new ones that please God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." It's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we are able to break the patterns of the world that we have lived by for so long. Now through Jesus, we can be transformed, and this transformation takes place by a renewal in our minds. And as a result, we begin to live by new patterns, holy patterns. We might even call them holy habits. In the Old Testament, we have the story of a man named Daniel. He was a Hebrew man who, along with many others, was a slave to the Babylonians. But the amazing thing about Daniel is that he stayed true to his faith and his character. Though he was almost 1,700 miles away from home, he maintained his integrity. He was in Babylon, but he did not let Babylon inside of him. We see in Scripture that Daniel had a habit. It was a holy habit. It was a prayer habit. 3 times a day, he prayed to God. He did it every day. No matter what else happened, Daniel prayed 3 times. In the wilderness, Moses had a habit of going to the tent of meeting to talk with God. Elijah is seen in Scripture as one who consistently prayed. Jesus had a habit of getting alone with his Heavenly Father to pray. In Acts chapter 3, Peter is going to the temple at the time of prayer, as was his habit. In today's culture, we sometimes talk about habits in their negative connotation. We'll say, "I'm struggling to break some bad habits." But what if you could form some new habits? What if you and I develop some holy habits? What if we created some habits that would help us grow spiritually? In addition to the habit of prayer, what if we developed the habit of reading God's Word each day? What if we made time to worship each day? What could happen in our lives if we reconnected with being a part of a church each weekend? There are many wonderful habits you could create that would deepen your walk with God and enable you to be a blessing to others. Imagine starting the habit of encouraging someone every day, or creating the habit of regularly using your gifts, talents, and time in a ministry. You could develop the habit of tithing to support your church, or even giving above the tithe to support missionaries who are sharing the gospel message around the world. Remember, there is a difference between behaviors and habits. Anyone is capable of a particular behavior from time to time, but a habit is done instinctively and consistently. So how do we develop a habit? Through regular repetition. As we do so consistently, the behavior becomes a regular and almost involuntary part of our lives. And here's today's challenge. Which new habit is God leading you to develop? Decide today and create consistent action. Choose a habit that will honor God and strengthen your faith. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.